Hi, this is Raina, baby. I have a little bit of a rant, I guess is what you'd want to call it, or a question. My rant and question is, why do men and women want to play head games? What is it with the drama? Why does one have to play head games or create drama just to make themselves happy and make everybody else miserable? I guess my question comes from a relationship that I've had about 3 years with a man that I met soon after my divorce, who was supposedly going through the same thing I was. He managed to grab my heart, my mind, and my soul, and did nothing but play head games the whole entire time. I was the only one, but he would play games where he would disappear for 2 months at a time, with no text, no calls, no nothing. But it was always, the answer was always, phone works both ways. Well, you know what, buddy? If I can't be a priority in your life, I'm not going to make you one in mine. That is my new favorite saying, and I intend to stick with it this new year. I'm going to quit letting people play games with me and my emotions. He still thinks he can play, but it's not happening. You can love somebody, but you just get to a point to where you have had just too much. Cannot handle it, will not handle it. I'm at that point. This is a new year and a new me. Going on the 3 year mark, being divorced, and I've had nothing but heartache those 3 years. When I first got divorced, I went through the loneliness, the pain, the hurt, being angry, and then he walks into my life, and I thought, oh, well, it's going to get better, but instead, it went downward. Well, this is for all those people who want to believe the crap that they're being told, but they think and they see otherwise. Just follow your instincts, follow your gut instincts. That's all I can say, is follow your instincts. Sometimes you just can't follow your heart.